2.com.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So you've got this scenario where Donald Trump's going after workers and their families really at every front. His administration just granted the Department of Defense the authority to unilaterally cancel union recognition rights for some 750,000 federal workers. They've also had a hiring freeze across the country, you know, like the VA and other government agencies for the past 3 years. And now we find out that they're starting a TSA hiring freeze just before spring break, you know, one of the busiest times of the year. Because, hey, you know, let's make the airport much worse to get through. It's just crazy what this administration is doing, and nobody's calling them out. I'm here to talk about why the Trump administration is working to silence workers by wiping out unions and dismantling government accountability. I've asked Gary Morton to come talk with us. Gary is the president of AFGE Council 238. Gary, thanks for taking time for us.
Rick, thank you so much for having me back. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good, but you know, I'm looking at these attacks and they're coming from every direction. I didn't even get into the fact that he's trying to destroy government employees' pensions. He's trying to take union rights away. It just seems like at every turn, there's another attack coming.
Tell those employees to put their helmets and their jackets on because we're under attack. And not only the employees are under attack, the services we provide are under attack. I'm glad you talked about all the administration cutbacks at the time of TSA when spring break's coming. All this is designed to create a negative appearance or a negative view of our good civil servants that protect our country and provide you know, the services that keep America clean and also keep America going.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about the clean part, and you've been fighting the fight on the EPA front for as long as I've known you. And this administration, in my view, probably no bigger enemy to the environment and clean water and clean air than the guy we've got sitting in the White House right now.
Hey, he's dumbed down the public to make them think that science doesn't matter. I'm glad you brought that up because the EPA was always in the crosshairs of Donald Trump and his administration. We have what we call now because our contract was taken away last summer in July of 2019, July 8th. They unilaterally opposed the EPA, wiped out our contract during negotiations, and imposed a contract that is unfair on us, messes with our work-life balance. People had made decisions based on work schedules and locations. I worked in Region 3. I'm retired now, but many EPA employees don't work in the state where their office is located. And in addition, they want us to quit. They want to create such a hostile work environment that your senior employees will leave, the best and the brightest will no longer come to EPA and the federal government because they want to spoil systems, because they want to give their jobs to their friends, yep. And they're trying to privatize the government so much.
No, I've been saying, you know, this administration is going to be, they're trying to make patronage great again.
Yes.
You know, you bring in sycophants and ideologues and not people who are career dedicated, loyal employees who want to do the best job possible. No, these are the people who, you know, made phone calls or stuffed envelopes on your campaign. We'll give them happy. Here's a patronage job.
And it's not going to work because you can't drag people off the street to do science. In fact, we're fighting in our employee bill of rights to make the public and Congress realize we've already had at least, I believe, 40 congressmen and senators sign off on our Employee Bill of Rights. We want to do scientific integrity and EPA work. We want to protect the environment, but they're taking our tools away from us. For example, I mean, I want to go back to where they're persecuting federal employees. I myself, and you can go to a December 17, 2017, December 17th, a New York Times article that lists how employees were spied upon and had our emails FOIA'd, and the agency had hired a firm to monitor our actions. And 2 days after I rallied against the cuts, budget cuts against EPA, myself and my local AFG 3631, and we were also doing around the country, all the AFG workers, I was the subject of an investigation.
Wow.
They FOIA'd my emails. A private company hired by the agency, America Rising, and then Defenders, I don't remember their second name, but that's the article. But this is the fear and intimidation they want to put on employees that want to stand up and speak out, because we're not able to do the environmental protection that we used to do under the past administrations.
So let me ask you this, you know, being inside of this and seeing what's going on, because most of us, you know, most people, they're going about their life. They're just trying to stay on the treadmill, making sure there's a roof over the kid's head, making sure there's food on the table. You know, they're not paying attention to all this stuff. How bad has it gotten? I mean, you know, I want to believe that our government is actually working in our best interest. But at every turn, I'm hearing these stories. I'm talking to people like you who are telling me, no, this is bad. There's trouble ahead.
Well, anytime you mess with the agency that was set up back in 1970 under the Nixon administration, I won't go into the river fire, but what happens is this agency was set up to protect human health and the environment. They're the only police on the beat in terms of environmental, making sure that the industry follows the established regulations. And what this administration has done is roll back over 90 regulations, the clean water, eliminating federal waters. So when you declare a water that was once a federal water and protected by federal statutes, you remove it from those protections, it's now under the states. And the EPA was formed because the states and the environmental groups couldn't keep us clean, the smokestacks, the rivers and things of that nature, Love Canal. So they're trying to wipe out 50 years of environmental protection in one administration for industry.
So what do you say to the argument, Gary, that, business learned its lesson. They won't do it again. Promise. Trust us. They're going to police themselves because they learned.
Coming from my IRS experience, you have to promote enforcement, which is down. It was down 22%. Last year, and it's still going down. They have a new brand of enforcement at the EPA. Enforcement was set as a deterrent for those who don't comply. And with these slap on the wrist, and I'm glad you brought that up, because in our Bill of Rights, and I want to put this out there, go to the www.protectepa.org, and we need people to sign on to our Bill of Rights and see what we're working for, because one of the things we want to work, and I say we as the employees, 8,000 employees, AFGE, Council 230 represents all around the country, we want to work free of political interference. People are scared for their jobs. Political appointees came with the Trump administration. A position staff assistant was created. And most of the most of the regional administrators are Republicans who were set by the president to put in place either reduced environmental regulations or to put on a facade of environmental protection while letting the industry go to relaxed standards, which has the ability to cause disease and ruin the health of Americans. Yeah. So you can trade for some money now or the appearance of a trickle down of a few dollars. But when your children are sick because of the air or the groundwater and the environmental justice in the minority neighborhoods, so that's when it's going to really feel the...
But here's the thing, Gary. Here's the thing. You know, the argument I get back, well, you know, it's not just Republicans, because Republicans, they want to breathe clean air and they want clean water, Gary.
I don't know what they're thinking about, because their family relatives are breathing the same air that they're polluting. And that just goes to show you, for some reason, everyone is afraid to stand up to this man, the President of the United States. People are so concerned, our politicians are so concerned with losing their position that they're not standing up for the people. And this is what we need. And when someone does stand up, they can't, they have to understand that even though you might be retaliated against, in the long run, what you're doing is going to help your fellow man and your fellow Americans.
At least that's the hope, right?
That's the hope. And it's going to be a mandate. What are we going to do? What are we going to do in November?
Because, you know, it's my view. It's one of these moments where I have a real cynical view, which is, you know, there you hear the chairman of Nestle, who doesn't believe water is a human right. Nestle's one of the biggest water companies in the world, you know, who happily bottle water and sell it to you for a price.
Yeah.
I don't think they care if the waterways are polluted for the average everyday person, because, hey, they can filter it and charge you a huge amount for it. And I believe air is going to be the same kind of thing. We're going to be fighting over clean air. We're going to be, you know, getting canisters of clean air for a cost. I mean, it's, and then the rest of us are going to have to live in polluted, dirty areas. And it's, I don't want to believe that because it sounds a little conspiratorial and a little crazy, but I don't know that I come up with another alternative for it.
Hey, if you look, especially when we talk about environmental justice, there are a lot of constructions going on, neighborhood revitalization, gentrification, stirring up a lot of dust, a lot of clouds. We had studies in Philadelphia showing that kids who play outside, touching the railings, touching the playground material, and they go inside and they're carrying lead back with them.
Yeah.
But
Gary, I was that kid. And this is where I come back to why I have such strong opinions and strong support for the work that you guys at the EPA have done and need to continue to do. I was that kid. I grew up in a housing project on the west side of Cleveland. We were right under where the airplanes flew into Hopkins Airport. Cleveland was an industrial hub at the time. The air quality was terrible. You used to have to watch the news to find out what the air quality index was going to be.
Yeah.
We had acid rain. We had all kinds of stuff. And, you know, as a kid, I suffered horribly from asthma. I don't want that for the next generation. I don't want that for my kids or their peers. And we have the ability to stop this and to be sane. And yet we got a guy in the White House who's like, no, all regulations are bad. Slash and burn. Business learned their lesson.
That's why I'm so happy to be on your show and listen to your show. And others need to listen to be informed as to the attacks, because the rhetoric and the dumbing down of Americans. For example, they have eliminated the use of career scientists at the EPA. And it's systematic, because by eliminating those scientists who are speaking out against the deregulations, their comments were withheld from the public. So the government, I'm wondering if it's working for the people, because the people in the government are silencing those who speak on behalf of the people. And I don't want to tell you, when you go to other countries, we call that a dictatorship.
Yep.
So for the sake of money, for the sake of capitalism, we're sacrificing our health, our welfare, our due process rights. We're sacrificing everything.
I'm with you. So last line of questioning I got for you then, because, you know, we hear this all the time, every election that I've ever been a part of in my entire life. This is the most important election ever, Gary. And we hear it every election. This time, I'm actually believing that this time. This, to me, is the most important election because, look, you know, those things that we have taken for granted, like clean air and clean water, that I've, you know, spent my adult life going, hey, things are a lot better than when I was a kid. Because I remember Lake Erie, where the only fish you saw were floating sideways, looking up at the sky with one eye. I remember those days as a kid. The water was horribly polluted. Today, it's a clean, thriving ecosystem that has some economic benefit and people actually enjoy. I don't want to go back to the bad old days. So to me, this election really matters.
Hey, And I'm glad you brought that up, because the term going back is what this administration is. When they say make America great again, I'm going to go back to oppressing those who can't speak up for themselves or have little rights. If you look, unions, the attack on the unions are the only people who are standing up for the workers. But yet they're under such attack that the employees are afraid to join or even to speak up with the unions. The removal of merit protection. So it's two things. It is a very important election, and I'm going to trust God that God's going to make a way, because he hasn't brought us this far to fail us now. And we got to get to the polls, help people get to the polls, and get this president and this administration and people who think like him out of office.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's God, one thing. It's still, I don't want to blame God for what happens in November. Nah. I want to blame us, because we're the ones who are responsible, in my view. If God paves the way for people to get to the poll, a sunny day, that kind of stuff, great. But it's still up to us to get to the polls.
You got that. That's right. So we got to make a way and trust and get the people out there. And you just can't go yourself. You have to make sure other people, because 43%. Of the population, I believe, voted.
Isn't that amazing? That 47.1% of us who are registered, who are eligible to vote, did not bother to vote. I mean, is that not just incredible? And it's worse in the midterm elections, but 47.1% of us didn't bother.
Hey, I always quote a good friend of mine, and it's been in my ear, elections have consequences. And if you don't know that, and if that wasn't shown in 2016, you wait till 2020.
Oh. So I think that's the warning you're giving folks, isn't it?
Well,
if you think it's bad now, just wait.
That's right, because what's going to happen is with the first of all, the man's running for office, and he is just annihilating federal employees. Like, he doesn't care for their vote. He speaks bad about them. The same agencies that protect him and protect the public, So if he wins, if Trump wins, who is going to protect us?
Good point. He's going to be completely off the leash and unstoppable.
That's right.
You're right. It's crazy stuff. And thank you for the warning, Gary. We will make sure to heed it, and I hope people are listening. Gary Morton, I appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Take care.
Great stuff, as always. Our good friend Gary Morton, president of Council, AFG Council 238. Quick break. Right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show.
Remembering that united we bargain, divided we beg. Rick Smith.